This podcast is usually on the topic of chesed, but I want to take an exception in this year and say over a very special story that made a tremendous impression on me on the power of tefillah. This past Sukkos, there was an interview that Yisrael Besser did in the Mishpacha magazine with Avram Fried. And he asked him a very interesting question. He asked Avram Fried, he says, you know, it's over 40 years of your singing career. And it's over 40 years that you are on the top of the line. You are on the top. This is such a rare thing. People come and go. People have a thing that for 3 years, they're number one. Then they go down to number three, number five, number 10. Some people are even up there for 10 years. But for over 40 years, the world has gone and changed in so many ways. And one thing has stayed the same. Avram Fried is on the top of the music industry. What is your secret? I remember Yisrael Besser said in such a humble way, he said, I hope in 10 years from now, I'm still going to be relevant. But what's your secret for over 40 years staying on top of the game? And he said that Avram Fried turned very serious all of a sudden. And he said something that made such a deep impression on me. He said, I want you to know that every single day I daven to Hashem at least 5 times a day. You heard that? 5 times a day. I daven to Hashem. I feel there's so much that I could do. Give people chizuk. Do things with my voice. I daven to Hashem. Please, Hashem, don't take my voice away from me. At least 5 times a day. And Avram Fried added on. He said, one of the greatest things that happened to me is that one time I was giving some concert and all of a sudden I felt my voice starting to crack. And it took me a second to realize what's going on. And I realized it was a smoke machine blowing smoke at me. And that smoke was affecting my voice. So I asked them to move the smoke machine over. They moved it over. And then, Baruch Hashem, my voice went back to regular. So Avram Fried said, that was such a great thing that happened to me. Because that enforced in me, it internalized in me, that I realized Hashem could take my voice away from me at any split second. And I have to keep on davening. I want to tell you something. The Gemara in Nida, Daf Ayin, says that the Anshei Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Rav Hananya. They asked him a bunch of things. And one of the things they asked him, what should a person do to become a Talmud Chacham? Ma yase odom v'yechka? What's the trick how to become a Talmud Chacham? So Rabbi Shua ben Rav Hananya answered them, he should be marbe b'yeshiva v'yemayit b'schayra. He should become a masmid, spend a lot of time learning Torah, and he should lessen his schayra, he should lessen his time doing business. So the Anshei Alexandria asked him, harbe yosukein, harbe yosukein v'le yosubiyadam. We've seen a lot of people learn Torah b'hasmada, but they didn't end up becoming a Talmud Chacham. So Rabbi Shua ben Rav Hananya answered them, Elo, Yivakesh Rachamim Mimi Shachoch Meshaloi. You have to ask Rachmanis from the one that the Chachma belongs to him, from Hashem. And the Gemara ends off over there, and the Gemara says, you know what this Gemara is kamashmalon? That Ha Behaloi Sagi. One without the other is not enough. To be a masmid in Torah without asking Hashem to help you become a Talmud Chacham won't work. Just to daven to Hashem to become a Talmud Chacham and not to put a nasim on the Torah also won't work. Ha b'haloi sagi. You need both together. And then the Gemara says, and what should a person do? They asked him another thing, the Anshei Alexandria, to Rabbi Shua ben Rav Hananya. What should a person do to become rich? So here's a question that Rabbi Gersa in the Gemara. The Gersa that we have in the Gemara says that Rabbi Shua ben Rav Hananya said, a person should be marba in business, do a lot of business, but and he should do the business b'emunah. He should do it with erlichkeit. Then they said to him, but a lot of people do that. And it didn't work. They didn't become rich. He said, hello? You have to be mavakesh to get kesef, mimisha, kesef is of shaloi from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says again here, kamash malon, one without the other is not enough. That happens to be the Vilna Gaon in this Gemara. By learning Torah, there's no shortcuts. You need to also be marba b'yeshiva to be a masmid. The Vilna Gaon takes out the words of marba b'schayra. Just do business, look, it could be even a little bit, and daven for it. That's how the Vilna Gaon takes out the gear. So there's the machlokes is how to be gairus. But al kopanim, what you see from both of these things is that it's impossible. Rashi stresses this very much. You need it. It's a condition that you need to be mevakesh, rachamim, mimisha chochem shaloi, umimisha hakesef shaloi. Sai for Torah for ruchnius, and sai for business in gashmius. And I want to end with this. He said that in the interview, that Avram Fried, the people say in the music industry, he's the hardest worker out there. He comes the first to the studio, he leaves the list, he took dancing lessons, he never said I'm at the top. He works and he works. But that's not the real secret. The real secret is Yevakesh Kesev Vizov Mimisha Kesev Vizov Shaloi. You have to ask for your voice from Hashem. May we all take this lesson that Avram Fried and look at someone on the top and say, you know why he's on the top? Because he davens to Hashem at least 5 times a day, and realize that the ikker is to always daven to Hashem.